Okay, so we are in Halach Ma'anya. So Zok the Isaac, the one is saying that this lach that we're pointing is the Lach Ma'anya, is a poor man's bread that they ate in Mitzrayim, Daika. Daika. Why? Because the way we learned that there's two parts to matzah. There's the matzah they ate in Mitzrayim, the night of Pesach, which symbolizes the matzah's mitzvah. Then there's the matzah of no chametz, which is all 7 days. So the lechem that we're eating now is not connected the matzah that they ate when they left Mitzrayim, which was all 7 days, because that could be matzah shira, technically. And that symbolizes the rest of the Leda process. But the symbolizing coming tachas ol malchus, that's the symbolizing in the matzah itself that they ate in Mitzrayim that night, and that was not matzah shira. Now, he explains that the whole Indian here is teaching us how to be an Eved Hashem. So the way you're an Eved Hashem is it has to be lachem oini. You can't be tuned to gashmias. You're tuned to gashmias. It could be to stira to lachem to ruchnias. Second of all, you have to eat it bechipozen. Chipozen means that don't waste time, and your entire focus should be on doing the avodas Hashem. When you are focused, you do things bechipozen. Zrizus. Zrizus, all the Bali must say, does not mean to do things quickly and fumble. Zrizus means to do things with a focused, stay focused. And if you stay focused, then you can use all your kliches in that.
Thank you, person.
Right. It's more like having everything focused on your goal. Memela chipazin means you have to eat quickly, means focus on your zrizus and do your avodas Hashem. So memela halach ma'anya. This is poor man's bread. The chala avasan of not when they left, when they were in time. Now we're gonna give klolim. Kol dichvin. Anyone that's hungry, yesi, come eat this with me. What's it saying? You should only come to eat with me if you're hungry. Because in Avodas Hashem, you have to know you take as much of Olam Hazeh as you need. So you have to be a dichvin, you have to be hungry. And you should eat to break your hunger, but don't eat for enjoyment purposes. Not that you would eat matzah for your enjoyment purposes, but unless you warm it up. I got you covered. Then, Kol dichvin yesi v'yechol. Anyone that's hungry should come eat. And kol ditzrich, anyone that really needs should come and eat. Meaning that you should only do things to the degree that you need them. You should only do Olam Hazeh, engage in Olam Hazeh to the degree that you're hungry and to fulfill your ra'avim. And if we do that, then surely, he says, we will be zoicha to a ge'ula. This is his pshat in the Halach Ma'anya. There's many other pshatim. But if we're staying over here, this is what we let's stay with this. There's obviously endless amount of pshatim that you could say on this, but this is the way he goes. Now,
According to this Lach Ma'ani, why? How's it directly connected to his mahalach? The fact that he's translating it as poor man's bread. That's the
it's the
translation
poor
above
man's
it.
bread. It's the bread of. It's not the bread of affliction, it's the bread of simplicity.
Because that's part of the Leda when they're still
Because
Bitsar.
this is when before they came out,
So
before they
you're
were
saying
born.
that
Right?
Aaron Spro got it wrong?
It's according to this pshat. So that it's not a halach ma'anya, there's the bread of affliction, it's the bread of simplicity in life. It's supposed to keep simple. And that's what they did in Mitzrayim that night when they were becoming the Leda was like, right? They were entering the whole makos was like the contractions. And then the later process started by right, Makas Bukharis. That was when she got pain. She got pain, started crying, and the baby started coming out. It took her 7 days. But that's when the beginning of the birth. So that's the ikur of the pulling away from Mitzrayim. And the ikur of the pulling away from Mitzrayim, the symbolism was eat lechem oinu. And you're entering a new world with me. So you have to exit that old world. The exiting of that old world is you take from that old world what you need, but not more. If you want to come into my world, then don't over
Indulge.
engage, indulge in this world. If you're gonna overindulge in this world, then I'll treat you this worldly. You can't expect nisim and then, and then the Rebbe Nitzer fasted all week, basically. And so then he did nisim
I mean, I thought you had tea was matzo. Wouldn't you want to fast too?
shkoyach. Okay, so that's the point. That's talking for the point. So you eat
Even
what
if
you
you did
need.
warm it up.
Right. So the Rebbe Nitzer Rebbe did nisim. Very nice. Shkoyach. But he also fasted all week,
Even
basically.
one, though, it's one.
And he ate on Shabbos, not Shire, apparently. Lerfeld used to eat Shabbos Seudos with the Rebbe Nitzer when he was in Miami. The Rebbe Nitzer Rebbe lived in Miami Beach for a year. Huh?
I heard of
Yeah.
him.
Yeah. The Rebbe Nitzer Rebbe lived in Miami Beach for a year. His gabbai in those at that time was Mordechai Ben David. So the and Moshe Leerfield had Shabbos Seudos with him, Seder, the ex-Kufa. He said that as big of a pellet it was, and he fasted all week, was as much how much he ate Shabbos. The avoda of the eating on Shabbos was such an avoda, it was not shy. There was a challah like this. If you didn't quickly get a piece in, it's it. He ate the whole thing. This brought salmon to the table, ate the whole thing. It was the avoda hayoyim of
Was this
eating
the
it.
guy who looked like
That
he
wasn't a
fasted all
guy.
week?
Huh?
Yeah, it's not a big rabbi. That's what I
Wasn't a
was.
big rabbi.
Space mind.
Right.
That's my.
No. But
Yeah, it
the
was
point is, that's not really the subject matter. What the avodas hachila of Shabbos is, but he obviously didn't know. But the point is that this is the avodah of halach ma'ani. It's a gevaldika lesson that person has to stay focused on their avodah, be zoicha to this whole darga. This whole darga we're discussing is not like stamazay, hey, I'm a yid, so Hashem make me a miracle. No, Hashem doesn't make miracles for people, stamazay, for no reason. I mean, it does, but for you to be in that hanhaga, you have to step out of olam hazeh a little bit also.
So how do
Okay.
you do that?
Well,
How do you do that? How do
you
Okay, I can't imagine the
you
answer is eating
come.
a cracker. Like, I'm
Oh,
embarrassed.
no.
Yeah.
The
How
point
small is
is, the
that?
point
But
is get more in touch with your neshama than your guf. A person is made up of two things, their neshama and their body.
right.
So a person has to be more in touch with their neshama part than their body part. That's really the way to define it. That's what precious is. I'm more defined by my neshama part. My neshama says it's good for me to get up right now, so I get up. My body part says it's better to eat this, but my neshama says it's not so good for me to eat this. Whatever it is. So that's the
So many
kaveh.
questions.
Okay. Yeah, not for now. So
I didn't say kind of, I just had questions.
anyway, this is a high level, I'm saying, but this is the way Klal Yisrael entered into being is recognizing that mice, they are part of Hashem's legion. And the way to do that is by eating lachma aliyah. Then the Haggadah goes out to Manashtana. Rabbi Avraham ben Aram and Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael HaZachar, neither has a pshat in Manashtana. So we're going to move on. Past Manashtana. The idea of Manashtana is that there are the questions which are there to Meir, what is the Avodah Sayyid? The answer now begins. According to most Shitas, the Maggid starts with Avodah Mayun. You're supposed to uncover the matzah now, and because you're supposed to, this is the beginning of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says like this: Avodah Mayun leparei. We were Avodah tomorrow. And if Hashem would not have taken us out from there, we would still be there today. That Kfar Kasavnu, Yetzias Mitzrayim was a Bria Chadasha of Klal Yisrael. Sha'azaisa haschala, that was the beginning. She isnaig ha'olam benisim v'neflois. I did shidud hateva. This is the beginning of Hashem's new hanhaga that he could ambush and take over teva and treat Klal Yisrael with nes. And he adds in, by the way, important point. So if it's not through teva, what is the determining factor of what's going to happen? So how does Hashem decide what's going to happen? Kolban is a system of teva. The teva determines it. But this is not a system of teva. What determines how Hashem acts is our behavior. So the difference between the two mahalachim is our actions significant? In the mahalach of teva, our actions are not really significant to play a role in what Hashem is going to do. But in the world of lamala min teva, the only factor is tzchar v'onesh. The factor is Hashem responds to us. So in Mela, our actions become a lot more significant. So another thing that happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we became free, which means that now our actions are significant in and of itself. We can earn our own keep, right? In Eved, his actions are not significant because whatever he does is not changing the results for himself. Whatever's happening is happening. He's going to get food from the master. He's going to get food. Let's say it doesn't work that day. Makes a difference. But once you're on your own, if you work, you earn money, you get food. If you don't earn, you won't get food. So once you become free, it's all about the way you work enough to earn, then you earn. If not, not. So he says that's with Klaus on a spiritual level. Beforehand, they were avodim, which means Hashem is going to give you your food. He's going to give it to you. He's not going to give you that. It doesn't matter what you do. Now that you're free, you have to work for it. If you do mitzvahs, you get tzchar. You don't do mitzvahs, you're not. And this is on Hag of Klal Yisrael, is that we're totally, completely on our ma'aser. Now, if we choose to revert back to being like the rest of the goyim, so fine, that could happen. But in our relationship with Hashem, of Klal Yisrael, right? Which, as I'm saying it, I think stems with the Gemara and Ksuvis. That the Gemara and Ksuvis says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, he saw that the daughter of Nakdima and Ben-Gurion, who was the richest Jew in Yerushalayim before the Churban, was picking out kernels of barley through the manure that was in the floor from the donkeys. So he said, you're the daughter of Nakdima and Ben-Gurion? She said, yes. Fine. And then Rabbi Kiva says, Ashrach Yisrael. Kishatem Ritzayin, Oysim Ritzayin Nishal Malkayim, Hashem takes care of you. Oysim Ritzayin Nishal Malkayim, then not only you're Meshubit to a guy, you're Meshubit to the animals of a guy, whatever. So, what's Ashrach Yisrael? Why is that good for us? And the point is that when we're, because when we act as Yidin, so a Yid, when he's doing the Ratzon Hashem, is going to be higher than everyone else. When he's not doing the Ratzon Hashem, he's going to be lower than everyone else. Because now we're on our own to keep make our earn our keep. So you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem's going to take care of you. But you're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, you're on your own. You're not being supported. So what's going on? But it's a Gvaldika Schus. It's also a Gvaldika Achrayas. That was a Geshmak Eshtegol.